The Nationals and the Mets locking horns at Citi Field. Daniel Murphy and friends have lost five of their last six games, but Bryce Harper looks to change things around in the first.
3-1 pitch, fastball hit deep to right, down the line, it's going to go. Home run, Bryce Harper. A laser at 116.1 miles an hour off the bat. And he's taking a slow trot around the bases after his 17th home run of the year, produces his 50th run batted in, and the Nationals have a 1-0 lead. And once again, it's a first inning home run that hurts the Mets. Anthony Rizzo did it two straight nights, and now Bryce Harper makes it 1-0 Washington.
Gio Gonzalez almost had himself a single up the middle to score a run in the second inning. 0-1 is chipped in the air, shallow center. Lagares coming on, Rivera back, it'll fall in, base hit. Throw from Lagares towards the plate is high and up the third base line. Scoring is Wieters on a ball that probably should have been caught. It's 2-0 Washington.
First pitch to Murphy. Fastball hit on the ground towards first, past Duda, and rolling down the right field line. Goodwin has scored, digging for third. Zimmerman, he's going to be waved home as it takes forever for Bruce to dig the ball out of the corner. Zimmerman scores. Murphy goes all the way to third, and it is 4-1 Nationals. 1-2, the pitch to Rendon. Swing and a little looper past a drawn-in infield, charging in the center field of Lagares. He dives, and he traps it. It's in for a base hit. Murphy scores from third and on at first with a Texas leaguer, as they used to say. An RBI single is Anthony Rendon, and the Nationals now lead 5-1. Here come Terry Collins and Ray Ramirez out, and I wonder if this has to do with Juan Lagares after that dive he made on the base hit, as it turned out, by Anthony Rendon. And the pitch by Gesellman, swinging a high fly ball, well hit to center. Lagares going back at the track in front of the fence. It's gone, a home run. Michael Taylor with his 7th home run of the year. He hits it just to the right of the 408 mark in straightaway center. And for the Washington Nationals, it has been a huge inning. 5 runs are in. It is 7-1 Washington.
More painful than the losses themselves are the losses to injury, and the Mets lost another key player to injury on Thursday as Juan Lagares left the game in the 5th inning with what proved to be a fractured left thumb. Another difficult night for the Mets and their skipper, Terry Collins.
I mean, when I went out there and when we went out to center field, Jay Bruce was trying to get our attention. That's when Ray came down and said, hey, is there something wrong with Lagares? So I looked out and Jay's waving, so I went out there and I didn't think of anything until Ray came back and said, you know, it's broke. And I said, yeah, I'm not surprised.
With the sheer number that you guys have had to sustain, you have a veteran group in there. You talk about just having to keep going and keep playing. But how difficult does that continually get when it's spread out like this? And it seems that even when you're on a good run, it can't just be a good feeling, good night. Something seems to happen in the negative.
Well, that's, again, Steve, you know, you can't sit there and, you know, you just can't sit there and mope. You got to still have fun playing the game. You got to come out tomorrow. We got to get ready to play. You know, they got a good team. We got to get ourselves up for it. Steven Matz is hopefully, you know, gives us another good outing, and that certainly will pick us up. Tonight, you know, Robert's been pitching so well. Certainly, that was a little bit of a downer in the 5th inning, you know, because he's been really pitching well. And so we just got to come out tomorrow and play with some energy.
Matt, on the right.
Terry, just assuming, was it on that dive for that ball, Rendon, that bloop there? And do you have, and I know it's just happened, but do you have any idea on what kind of, how long this is going to, I mean, is it a DL move at the?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He couldn't hold on to the bat. That's why when he came in, first thing they did is ran and grabbed, because he knew he was getting up that inning. So he went and grabbed a bat, and he couldn't hold on to the bat. So, I mean, I don't know. I didn't check the training room. I just know that, you know, if you got a broken thumb, you're going to be out.
Just one quick. Jay Bruce was just because it was you just took him off the field. Nothing
wrong, Joel. I just had to get innings out of the pitcher. Yeah.
And the other thing is you kind of hit on a little. Like, when you say, oh, yeah, of course, do you say – how many bad days can we withstand like this in a long season?
That's kind of my thought. It's kind of my thought is how many can we possibly, continue to, have to play through. But you know what the answer is? As many as pop up. That's what you got to play through. I go back to that thing when you say to somebody, oh, this is the last time I'm going to tell you. And you know what you're going to say? You're going to tell them again. And that's what, same thing. All right? Sit there today and say, come on, this got to be the last time, and I'll say it again tomorrow if somebody else goes down. And we just got to play through it. We can't sit there and our bottom lip out and mope about it. We got to go play. And we got to pick up the energy level and realize we got, I don't know how many more, but a lot of games left.
The Mets will send Steven Matz to the mound on Friday. He'll be opposed by reigning Cy Young winner Max Scherzer.